Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving them all on, dress like $1 million, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey. Why don't you join me?
Yeah, yeah.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yep. Sometimes that's all I can say. Yep. Man. How far I've come is really unbelievable. But you know, I finally figured it out, man. God allowed me to have the life I've had, so that I can become experienced at so many different things. And in this experience, when I'm talking and sharing with people, I will be able to relate to a lot of different circumstances. Not exact, but just the circumstances, you know. You know, if a person comes to me and they say, man, I've been down and out. Okay, well, I know what that is. Man, I didn't have any direction. Okay, got that, been there. Man, at one point in time, man, I just kept piling mistake on top of mistake. Okay. Been there, done that too. So, you know, I think what I'm trying to say to everybody is when you're going through life and life is dealing the cards that it deals, I want you to understand that life deals everybody these cards. The disappointment card, the setback card, the failure card, the mishap card, the unexpected misery card. Everybody gonna get the grief card. Everybody gonna get the rash of bad decision card. Everybody gonna get them. Understand that going in, that everybody is gonna get these cards. It's how you play them, though. You know, from time to time, one more time, it's how you play them. You know, from time to time when I'm watching TV, I love to watch the World Series of Poker. I like watching poker tournaments on TV because it's really weird what's happened to sport to poker. They're actually trying to call it a sport, you know, and it's the everyday guy that doesn't have to be athletically inclined to anything who has a shot of winning a title if they play their cards right. The best poker players in the world don't have the best hands. They just make the best plays. I've seen guys win a hand with 9-2 in their hand. That's nothing. And win the hand because they knew the bluff. They knew the odds. They calculated risk. They made the stakes higher than the other person was willing to pay. They gave off the illusion that they had something when in actuality they had nothing. So what I enjoy about poker and watching it is that these people here play the hand they dealt. And it ain't always a good hand. But it ain't whether your hand is good. And it ain't whether you're going to get dealt bad cards or not, because you're going to get dealt some bad cards. Everybody ain't finna get two bullets in their hand. You ain't finna get two aces when you get dealt, you know, when you're playing draw poker. Some of your cards going to be nothing, but you got to turn that nothing into something. So when you get dealt these cards in life, it ain't the fact that you keep getting them dealt. I was talking with a young person yesterday, and we were talking. And we keep having the same conversation over and over and over. And they could not understand why they were not moving forward. But I said, you don't understand. Every time we talk, we have the exact same conversation. It is simply because you keep getting your cards and you playing them the same way. See, until you make a conscious decision to do something different, the results will continue to be the same. See, here's the way this works. When you're dealt the disappointments in life, it's how you handle the disappointments that determine the outcome and who you are. Because everybody gonna be disappointed. Everybody gonna lose a loved one. Everybody gonna make a bad decision. Everybody gonna wake up one morning and have done something they regretted. Everybody gonna get caught at the wrong time. Everybody gonna make a mistake. It ain't just you. It is how you play your cards when they get dealt to you that determine who you are. Now, how do I play my cards better? First of all, it's a mindset. Quit looking at everything as just the end when it happens to you. Oh, Lord, woe is me. No, everybody got your circumstances somewhere. It ain't, oh, woe is me. It's, hold on, man, okay? Let me play this out to see how God done connected this to something else. See, soon as a person have a setback, what's the first thing a lot of people do? They go straight negative. I can't seem to get a break. I can't seem to move forward. Hold on, man. Do you realize this could be connected to something? But if you take the negative position all the time, this setback could be connected to something good that's going to happen for you in just a few days, weeks, months, or a year, or years. But it all works for the good. See, you got to understand, man, that this thing is all connected, that you're not having these mishaps and these spills and accidents and falls for no reason. It's so you can become experienced at them. So when he takes you to the next level, when it happens again, you have know-how and how to handle it. But if you keep handling it wrong, if you don't ever handle the mishaps correctly, if you keep throwing yourself off the cliff every time something happens, come on, man. You're just going to be a cliff diver. You just, every time something pop off, oh, here I go, out the plane without the parachute. Man, stop tripping yourself out. I was talking to this young person. I kept saying, and you know what they tried to tell me? They said, you know, I'm trying to stay positive. This is what they told me. I'm trying to stay positive, but the people around here, they just killing that. They just kill it. Whoa, whoa. Oh, that's what our problem is. Oh, I see. So when you learn something and you know something, you don't take ownership of it. You allow other people to come into what you know and believe and shake it loose from you. I don't care who you are, you're not doing me like that. You are not doing me like that. And don't let nobody do that to you. Here's the deal. I have a gift that was given to me from God. That is the gift of comedy. That's what I've done. I've made the bulk of my living on that skill set right there. There are comedians who are supposedly friends of mine who I've worked with who get around in huddles with one another and they say, man, Steve really ain't funny. I don't see what they be laughing at. He ain't funny to me. He wasn't the funniest king to me. He wasn't the funniest that to me. Hey, excuse me. You're irrelevant in this conversation, sir, if I really want to be truthful with you. You're irrelevant in this conversation because irregardless as to how you feel about me, there are people think that I'm knocked down, keel over funny. But more importantly, I own the gift that God gave to me. I take ownership of his blessing. What God has done for me, I claim it and own it because you don't think it's so. You ain't taking that from me. Stop letting people steal your joy. Stop letting people take what you're supposed to know. Look, I'm a kind person at heart. Man, you ain't nothing. Now you sitting here going, man, I guess I ain't. What you tripping for? You are a kind person. Own that. Take ownership of it. Stop letting things God has given you be taken away from others. The devil is a cold player, and he got cold players working for him, just shaking, just taking stuff from you. You know, I'm a hard worker. I really am intelligent. You stupid. Ooh, you stupid. Man, I thought I was a hard worker, man. They came in here and said I was stupid, man. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. What? Excuse me. You're a very bright person. Hey, y'all, take ownership. When God gives you something, blesses you with a gift, a talent, a skill set, a mindset, own it. Don't let people come in here and take it from you, man. Okay, I probably shouldn't have went there.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let me introduce you to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry.
Ooh, good morning. How are you, Steve?
Junior. Yeah.
Morning, everybody.
Yeah. Now, Jay.
Gee, what's going on?
Clear your throat.
Tommy Tom.
Top, top.
Look who's back, Steve.
Top, top.
He's back.
It's amazing, man.
I held it down, though. Team Tommy was here.
Carlos on the way, by the way.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, I did.
He lied. Boy, he be doing you so cold.
No.
Oh, he not Team Tommy?
Team Tommy all
Yeah, he's Team Tommy after he says what he says and then takes it back. Then he's Team Tommy.
Oh, that's his way of doing it. Say what he want to say.
Oh, no,
first.
He be doing you. Then he say, I'm Team Tommy, though.
Yeah. We heard that a lot yesterday.
I like beer a lot. I like beer.
You and Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, by the way. Calendar.
Carla's on her way, guys.
Yeah.
Well,
she's stuck in
that's
traffic.
Interesting. Yeah. I did pretty good with the picks, man. I only missed four.
Well, your team actually
played pretty good, dog.
Oh, man, I was proud of the Browns.
They did play good.
You know, man, we haven't had 48 points in a football game since 19. Man, I don't.
Last century?
Oh, my God.
No, seriously, it's like 2000. It's a long time since we've had 48 points.
Whoa.
We ain't had that a bunch much of games cheering at points, one Steve. Football game. It was just a lot of cheering, man. A lot of hope. Yeah, doggone Baker Mayfield, man.
That's who it is. Baker Mayfield.
That's that name, dude, man.
I love
that's
that
one,
name.
Man. That's the future.
That is a great name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a black name.
Yeah, it is. Sounds runaway-ish to me, looking for a fella by the name of Baker Mayfield.
North Star-ish.
The North Star.
See, Dusty Baker.
Wrestling name. That's a great wrestling name.
Dusty Baker
was a baseball
man. Baseball man.
Dusty Rhodes was a wrestler. You're right.
Yeah. His name ain't Dusty or Rhodes.
Rhodes.
What is?
His name is Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
Dusty Rhodes was a wrestler.
Steve? Yeah, I know, but I was trying to tell you that it was a black name. Dusty, boy.
Steve.
Don't do it.
Team just team calm down.
Dusty
we just
Baker
got here.
Is black yes, and Curtis man. Mayfield is black. That's what I'm doing. What is something. He talking about?
But we just got here. Why are you so upset? We just sat out.
That don't go with the joke, Shirley.
It's a black name. Dusty Rhodes.
It's not. Dusty Rhodes, not
what the hell is happening?
It's Dusty Baker.
He's having
Junior.
A Kanye moment.
Hey, I got y'all. I feel what you're saying. But,
okay, it's Baker,
but I can't jump in. Y'all been friends 30 years. This is how normal to me.
Oh, you got to stay out of this one?
Mm-hmm. Y'all 30 years.
Let's go to commercial break so I can tell him what I really think.
I just don't want you to be mad. You got all day to be mad. We just got here.
Really mad.
Don't say Dusty Rhodes again.
First of all, y'all that ain't got the same 30 in he got in, get out of this. Because you don't know how we talk to each other.
All right, Steve, listen. Nephew Tommy is back. We're going to talk about the pros and cons of hiring relatives right after this. And 32 after the hour.
Cons to me.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Steve, the nephew is back. He missed a couple of days from work. And Carla found this great article on hiring your relatives, your family members.
I always do, though.
Yeah, we're all on Team Tommy for the most part.
I'm on your team.
Jay, I'm always Team Tommy.
Jay is
I'm
president not. And CEO.
Of Team Tommy, baby.
Yeah, but here's some information from the article. Here are the pros, Steve, okay, for hiring your relatives. You already know what you're getting. You already know. You don't have to guess. You don't have to think about it. You know because this is a member of your family, so you know this person. Here's some of the cons, though. It sends the wrong signal to other employees.
I ain't finna.
You know, like they're not qualified for the job. They just got the job because he was your
relative.
They
don't be.
Huh?
That's true.
Uh-huh. Here's another con. A relative may feel the rules don't apply to, in this case, him.
That's so true about
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
For that one.
He just missed 2 days.
Yeah, but he didn't get paid, though.
Oh, okay.
That's where the stain gonna come in at.
Oh, you
good thing he sold out all them shows.
He's gonna need it. He's gonna yeah. need it. All right, here's
so he working to compensate for his check.
Here's another con, Steve. Well, you don't necessarily do this, but other CEOs might not hire relatives because the con is you hold back from criticism or you don't discipline him. So in this case, you did. You did dock him his pay, right?
Man, I wish I would. How am I not criticize him? What is we talking about? If we're not doing criticism, why are we talking?
But you hired him, though, Steve.
That was not by choice, Shirley.
What do you mean?
My sister.
Oh, Ms.
The only reason I ain't fired him is because of her.
Well, I wasn't a good hire, though.
You don't think he does good work, Steve?
Wait a minute.
You don't think I was a good hire?
Boy, if I could replay the days you missed, the times you called in.
Oh, man. From day one, though, Steve.
Dog, I can't even tell you.
Yeah. You guys weren't even here on day one when Tommy used to call in from his bed.
Call in from where?
At least twice a week.
Yeah, asking if he had to come in.
Is that true, Tommy?
I was trying to get used to the system. That's all.
But we were all here.
What else you got, Shirley?
That's about it. The article goes on to say that issues with family members who come up... I don't even want to say this.
Oh, I got new.
Hold on for this one.
Wait. I got to brace yourself. The what article goes on to say issues with family members who come up short.
Wow. Shirley, you didn't have to read
it. I was trying not to say it.
You all this supposed to be
Steve
team.
Asked me.
You could have let that go.
He asked me. It's his show.
As president, that was wrong.
They come up where, Shirley?
It said issues with family members.
Look.
I
do a pretty good job around here.
Who come up short on the job?
They must have interviewed Tommy for this article.
Should be addressed just as they would any other employee.
Anybody else? Right?
But what if they're the shortest one on the job?
Wow.
That's a pop team right there.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, pop team.
Got it out your system, sir.
I don't know.
Feel better now.
She hollering.
Hey, you got it out your system.
Try to read it one more time.
I didn't write it.
I don't read it no more. We heard it.
We don't need to hear it again.
What'd you say, President and CEO of Team Tommy?
We don't need to hear it again.
But why she hollering?
Man, she over there, she got water coming out of her eyes.
I think Steve asked me, did you not ask me to read this again, Steve?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know what it was. You weren't going to let it go.
Okay.
I was going to offer you some other reasons why you shouldn't hire a relative.
No, Junior, I don't think I should.
We've already heard it.
No.
Shirley, I bet you $1,000 you can't read it without laughing. Ready, set, go.
Okay. $1,000 on the
line.
Here
we go, $1,000.
Okay, the article goes on to say issues with family members.
Come on.
I can do it.
Come on.
$1,000. Issues with family members. Breathe.
Come on.
Issues with
get it out.
Issues with family members who come up short.
That's evil. That is the devil, Shirley.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Who come up short.
is so cute.
I'm trying to get this $1,000.
You can't get it. Don't worry about it.
I lost it. Okay.
One more time.
Okay.
2,000.
Okay. Ah! Okay, I can do it. Okay. The article goes on to say that issues with family members who...
Come on.
Who come up short.
Really true. It ain't all that.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It's pretty good.
On the job.
Yeah. Here,
come
take this
short
tissue.
On the job and everywhere else, too.
Shirley, take this tissue and wipe your eyes.
Shirley, he come up short at the amusement park. You ever seen anybody go to the amusement park and that stick means so much?
Oh, my God.
Are you talking about the high stick?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I've cried up all my makeup.
You ever seen somebody get on an amusement ride, they shut the safety bar down, and he stepped right out? You ever seen somebody come down that first hill on that roller coaster, and everybody on the train got to grab him?
Keep him going.
Yeah. So, man. In other words...
That's how y'all welcome me back, huh?
Yeah,
that's
welcome
how,
back, Tommy.
Oh, dog, you should have seen what was happening while you was gone. Oh. Captain of Team Tommy was just doing
Yeah, the
you.
President. So, in other words, Steve, they're saying that it might be the worst decision you can make to hire a relative.
Oh, it ain't no doubt about it for me.
All right, coming up, he's here.
I actually thought he liked me being here.
Tommy's back, and he's going to run that prank back from
yesterday.
Well,
we'll be back in a short while.
That was a bonus right there. You got that one for free.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Cardi B in the news for fighting again. She turns herself into the NYPD, and Kanye also in the news again, but not for fighting, for some comments he made about slavery and other stuff again. He stopped by TMZ to clear it up. We'll talk about it. But first, the nephew is here.
Wait a minute. He went by TMZ again?
Yeah, I was live yesterday. Yeah.
He had a clear
seat. Are y'all for real?
Yeah.
Hey, man, am I working too much? I don't be knowing none of this. Wait a minute. He went to TMZ again to say something about slavery?
Yeah, and
hey, man,
other
who's
things.
Driving this one?
Come on, dog. Where's his come on, dog?
Where's the come on, dog?
Come on, dog. Come on, dog.
All right.
Come on, dog. Come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
All right, the nephew is back. He is here to run that prank back. What you got, king of pranks?
I need you to wash me.
Mm. It's wash.
Yeah.
I need you to wash me. Run it.
Wash is that new thing that Apple came out that you wear on your wrist.
Watch.
That's a watch.
No, it's not.
It's a great day at Nursery. This is Felicia.
I'm trying to get somebody to come down here to 501.
I'm sorry?
501. I need somebody to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
But, sir, I think you might have the wrong number.
Is this the nurse? I need the nurse to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
Sir, this is the nursery, not the nurse. I think you might have dialed the wrong number.
No, I need to talk to where's Nurse Cynthia at? That's who's normally clean me up. I need her to come down here and clean me up.
Sir, I really do think you have the wrong number. Where are you calling from?
Who is this here?
This is Felicia. I'm the director here at the nursery.
That's what I say. I need the nurse to come down here and clean me up.
Oh.
Now, this bedpan and all this stuff to clean me up because I've been sitting here a long time. Now ain't nobody come.
Well, sir, I think you dialed the wrong number. If you tell me where you are, I can try to help you, but you...
I ain't dialed the wrong number. I need somebody to come down here and clean me up. This ain't right. Y'all supposed to get here every hour. Somebody supposed to come check on me. Ain't nobody come check on me yet.
Okay, well, I apologize, but you have the wrong number. Try hanging up and then dialing.
Is this the nurse station?
Sir, this is a nursery. We take care of children here. This is not the nurse station.
I'm not no child. I said, is this the nurse station?
I'm sorry, you're not listening to me. This is not the nurse station. This is a nursery. We have children here. We take care of children. So I think you dialed the wrong number.
No, they said that they're supposed to come clean up every hour. They're supposed to come check on me. I've been here might near 3 hours. Ain't nobody come to check on me yet. And now that I need somebody to come clean me up. And the bedpan is full, and they just don't come check on us like they're supposed to check on us.
I'm really sorry that they have not come to check on you in your bedpan.
Why would they let us sit here like they do?
Okay, sir, just listen to what I'm saying. This is a nursery. We take care of small children. This is not the nurse's station, so I'm
sorry. No, my grandkid, I got small children as my grandkids. I got about 42 grandkids.
42, huh?
They come see me on Sunday, but soon as they leave, the people at the nurse station, that they treat me bad and leave me here like this here 2-3 hours, don't nobody come check on me. Can you come down here and check this bed, pain?
Sir, I can't do that. I need to get back to the kids here that we take care of at the
My kids don't come till they come on Sunday. They come every Sunday after church and they come see me.
Do they? Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad your kids come see you, and I'm going to get off the phone now. When I hang up, you just dial the number right
there. When you get off, you're going to come down here and come think and clean me up?
I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to let you call back. And
why you all come clean me up? Why you all do that? Why you do it?
Sir, I'm not a nurse. I'm a teacher, not a nurse.
When I was coming through, people supposed to do their job. You do what the job is. Whatever your job is, that's what you do. I worked 42 years straight, and I did my job.
Okay. I'm a teacher. That's
why you won't come on down here and do what you're supposed to do?
Because I don't clean bedpans.
You know why, because y'all young folk don't do your job. The damage you're going to make me mad if you don't get your down here. You get your down here.
I'm going to ask that you not talk to me like that.
You get your down here and come clean this bedpan and clean me up. I ain't supposed to be sitting here like this all this time. What's your name again?
It's Felicia, and I have tried to be really nice to you.
Down here right now.
Please do not speak to me like that. I'm trying to let you know that you
died. I will speak to you any way I want to.
You going to calm down and quit talking to me like that. I'm trying to help you. Now, that's just rude, speaking to me like that. Now, this is a nursery.
You're supposed to do what a nurse is supposed to do. You get your down here right now.
You know what, I have been nice to you as I possibly can, but David, you're not going to talk to me like that. That's just rude and disrespectful. Don't speak to me like that.
You
talk about kicking some I will kick your in the wheelchair. This seems to be the only language you understand is me talking to you crazy since you talking to me crazy.
Well, when is you going to get your down here?
Is not coming down there. You stay in that stank. How about that?
What did you say?
You heard me. I said you stay in that stank. I'm not cleaning no ass. I've been trying to tell you for the past 5 minutes, but you won't shut up long enough to listen.
Well, how long is it before you gonna get here then?
I am not coming down there to clean your
Why not?
I've been trying to tell you that it's not my job. You dial the wrong number.
Who you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. Who are you talking to like that?
You're going to make me whoop your
Well, bring it on in. If you think you can get in your wheelchair and make it down here to the nursery to whoop my and come the hell on.
Listen, will you take a message from me and give it to somebody?
What's your message?
Write this down. N-E.
N-E.
P.
What else?
H.
E.
W.
What?
Okay, you got that part?
Yeah, I got that part.
Okay, T. O.
Mm-hmm.
M. Y.
What is that?
What do it spell?
I don't know. What is it?
Well, spell it out.
I'm not spelling that. You tell me what it is.
What does it say?
Nephew Tommy.
Nephew Tommy, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked by your sister, Renita.
Oh, my God.
Boy, you were sitting up there like, what in the world?
Yeah. You got me. You You got me. You
oh,
got me.
Oh, baby. I got you. I got you. Good. I got one question for you, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You got me good.
Need you to wash me. For now
you
and
know
then.
Why the shirt, Shirley, you know why the prank is over?
Why?
It was short.
Y'all still on that?
No, mine ain't nowhere good as Shirley.
Man.
Nowhere.
All right, Shirley. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you, nephew. We appreciate it as always. The new prank coming up later this morning. Coming up in entertainment news, we're going to talk about Kanye and Cardi B. That's all coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Cardi B turned herself in to New York police on Monday over charges stemming from a fight at a strip club. According to CBS News, Cardi faces charges of reckless endangerment and assault. She was involved in an altercation at Angel's Gentlemen's Club in Queens back on August 29th, just a few days ago. I'll tell you, just hold on. According to TMZ, Cardi will be charged for allegedly ordering an attack on two bartender sisters. Their names are Jade and Batty G. They say Cardi had a longstanding beef with Jade, especially because Cardi believed that Jade had slept with her husband, Offset. All right, this is what this stemmed from.
So she went back to the strip club?
Cardi is scheduled to be arraigned in October, on the 29th of October, to be exact. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was a stripper. Man. I thought they were naked.
She just had a fight with Nicki Minaj.
So she's a bartender?
Who?
The girl is.
The girl.
Yeah. She's a bartender.
So Cardi jumped on her, so allegedly.
She threw a chair.
Some
hookah pipes.
Yeah. So, well, okay, what happened to the husband? Because if the girl got the chairs thrown at her.
What'd he get
thrown
at?
You mean Offset?
Yeah.
Oh, what did Cardi do to Offset? Rumors.
She's got a little fiery temper, you know.
Yeah.
Man, but you know, I wish, I really wish her the best because she's so talented, man. I don't want this stuff to get in the way of her possibly doing the Super Bowl, which could throw her career into the stratosphere. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. you know, man, we just have to be mindful because, you know, there is a sickness out there now. You know, and I'm being really serious. There's a real sickness out there now. There's a new evil spirit, and it's the internet, man. They just do everything to people, and they will not let it go. There is no mercy on the internet, man. I've never seen anything like this. Now.
So what you saying, Steve? People can't make mistakes because it lives on the internet, and they can't correct
and
their
then
behavior.
They add to it
by fighting.
They put fuel on it, and then the lies.
You know what? That's why when Kevin Hart was here last week, Steve, he was talking. We were asking him a lot of questions on and off the air. But off the air, he kept saying, I go home. I go home. I go home. I go home. Yeah, he said, you don't go out, Kevin? Mm-mm. I'm in my house. I go home.
And Shirley, how many times have you heard me say that?
Oh,
yes.
So
we said the same thing. We told him that Steve goes home.
Yes, so many times. Because you can't get caught out there because people are waiting for that moment when you fall. They're waiting for it.
Man, I wish I could remember. I wish I could see this slogan that somebody put up.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good about your rise. And it's just evil out there, man. And the sadness of it is, I really do feel sorry. Man, I'm going to make a statement when we come back because I just want to say something.
Yeah, and we who know it's out there, we got to start exercising better self-control if we can.
Yep.
We can't
walk
let
away.
These people take us there. We just can't because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get you. They are. So either go home or ignore them. Something. You got to do something.
Away.
Yeah,
go
you have to. All right, Steve. It's time for our headlines, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news, and I have a lot of it. First of all, the nation's top immigration official is defending a White House plan to deny green cards to immigrants who take advantage of welfare benefits. Francis Cisna is head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and he says that he wants to make sure that immigrants are, quote, self-sufficient by enforcing a longstanding law that says that a non-citizen cannot be a public charge. The Trump administration apparently wants to expand the definition of what a public charge is to include the use of a wide range of benefits like food stamps or housing vouchers. Not all public benefits would be on the no-use list, they say, but just word of these proposed changes is scaring a lot of immigrants away for applying for any government assistance. According to CNN, this report has not been reported elsewhere, so we have to really confirm, but it is report according to CNN. That's how it's labeled. A Yale classmate of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh says he lied about his drinking last Friday. Chad Luddington is identified in this story, and he says that contrary to his testimony, Kavanaugh was a frequent drinker, a heavy drinker, that it wasn't always beer. Luddington also says on many occasions he witnessed the nominee slurring his words and staggering when Kavanaugh got drunk, and that he was often belligerent and aggressive when he was. President Trump has agreed to a revamped North American Free Trade Agreement. He says this one differs from the quarter-century-old NAFTA agreement that he campaigned against.
We have negotiated this new agreement based on the principle of fairness and reciprocity. To me, it's the most important word in trade.
Oh, that's right. Trump says the new agreement gives American dairy farmers new access to the Canadian market and is designed, he says, to encourage new auto production in the United States. A new agreement leaves in place for now the U.S. tariffs, though, on imported steel and aluminum, as well as the retaliatory levies that Canada and Mexico imposed in response. Tropical storm Rosa is sending rain down on parts of the Southwest today. In fact, there are flood watches in effect for most of Arizona, Southeast California, Eastern Nevada, most of Utah, and parts of Colorado. According to the numbers, President Trump is nominating white men to the federal courts at a rate not seen in nearly 30 years. The Associated Press says 91% of Donald Trump's 58 nominees are white, 81% are male. So far, Donald Trump has nominated the highest percentage of white men to the federal court since Ronald Reagan. If this trend continues, Trump will be the first Republican since Herbert Hoover, to name fewer women and minorities to the courts than his GOP predecessor. Today is both International Day of Nonviolence, but it's also Guardian Angel Day. And don't we all need one? That's right. Coming back with the Steve Harvey Morning Show, Steve Harvey Nation, let's find out if Steve is smarter than his nephew. We'll be back 20 minutes after the hour on Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, today in politics, the president was in Tennessee last night. He was campaigning for the Republicans, of course, as the countdown nears for the midterm elections. But first, did you guys see or did you hear about CNN's Caitlin Collins? She's a journalist at CNN. She asked the president about Brett Kavanaugh's FBI investigation and the drinking issues during the president's press conference. He had the press conference on trade, and that's what he wanted to talk about before he got into anything else. So when Caitlin Collins went to ask him a question, he shut her down, all but shut her down.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now that you've answered several questions on trade, I'd like to turn
Do you have a question on trade? We'll do just, one or two more questions
you
on
answered
trade.
Several questions
okay,
on
don't
trade.
Do that. That's not nice.
Mr. President,
and besides that,
the,
somebody is before you. Excuse me. Don't do that. Do you have a question on trade?
You answered several questions.
Do you have a question on trade?
My question is on Judge
Kavanaugh.
Okay,
please, yes.
You said
please.
The FBI should interview whoever that they believe is appropriate. Does that include Julie Swetnick, the third accuser? And can you promise to release the full findings
give me
from
your
the
question,
FBI
please.
After they finish their report, Mr. President?
Give me your question, please.
I have two questions about Judge Kavanaugh. First, there are now concerns that he may have lied or mischaracterized
on,
his drinking while testifying. If they find that he did, do you think that bars him from being your Supreme Court nominee?
Well, I watched him. I was surprised at how vocal he was about the fact that he likes beer.
Well, wow. There you have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, about his man yeah. Kavanaugh.
He did a couple of more reporters like that as well, when they wanted to ask him about
my
Brett
opinion,
Kavanaugh.
For him, that wasn't mean. No, for him, that was light. Cause he
oh,
was,
you mean he could have went hard? He could have been
oh, yeah, yeah. See,
meaner.
That's his polite version. Don't do
no.
that. Please, don't do that, okay? That's not right. Come, do you have a question on Trey? That, for him, isn't mean. You got to give her credit. because her ass was relieved.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Whatever, you know. She's so used to this mess. She went, yeah. Okay, great. Now I got two for you. You have anything for Trey? You know, I already talked about Trey. Let's get back to Kavanaugh. Yeah. And then it just broke him.
Yeah, a couple more people tried to get in there too, Steve, and ask him about that. But
because you know what?
He shut them down too.
What it was she stood up to the bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just dealt with it. Because he doesn't do well with direct confrontation.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So this woman just kept being about her business.
Mm-hmm.
And finally he just said, well, you know, he wasn't even mad no more. Okay, you win, you pimp me.
Which means that we need to get out and vote, okay? That's basically the message here.
November's coming.
I hope you're registered, and I hope you vote.
No, really, folks, if this doesn't get you to the polls, I just don't.
I don't
get it. You don't care anymore.
Yeah. All right, coming up next at 34 after the hour, Kanye stopped by TMZ again live yesterday. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Kanye was at it again. He stopped by TMZ Live yesterday. First thing, his album drops. The date has been pushed back. It was supposed to drop this past Saturday, but he said he wasn't finished with it. That's what he told Harvey Levin. So it's going to drop on Black Friday of this year. That would be the day after Thanksgiving, November 23rd, okay? So mark that date on your calendar. He wants to travel to Africa, he says, to finish the album. It's going to be called
Yandi.
He's going
to the studio in
Yandi.
Africa.
Yandi. He wants, you know, like the sounds of Africa, the earth. He wants all
maybe
that.
Maybe African
energy.
Singers and stuff like that.
He just wants, you know.
I got you.
So when he went to Wyoming,
you ain't got to go way to Africa to get that.
You but you know, Kanye's a visionary. He's a
producer.
You can go down to Fifth Street. Get these songs.
You can go to Fifth Street and get that stuff.
And he did want to clear this up, you know, because he got a lot of heat, a lot of criticism, a lot of hate. He said he used the wrong word when he said he wanted to abolish the 13th Amendment. The 13th Amendment, of course, abolished slavery. Kanye added that there's a better way to change our Constitution, and he should have used the word amend instead of abolish. Take a listen.
Abolish was the wrong language. I misspoke by saying abolish. Amend is the right language, and what's awesome, I don't say dope because it's there's power in words. So lovely. What's beautiful about our Constitution is we can amend it, right? So in 1865, the 13th Amendment stated that no man is destined to slavery or involuntary servitude unless convicted of a crime. This translates to, in order to make a freed man a slave, all you have to do is convict them of a crime.
He got a little deep. He was talking about prisons being the new slavery. And, you know, I mean, he talked about a lot
of
stuff today.
Okay, now that's a true statement.
Yeah, he talked
about
that.
They found a way to control large numbers of poor people. Mm-hmm. But they've been doing this with so many ways. And it starts with economics and zoning. They can control you if they deny you opportunity, cause you to have to become in government system, welfare, things like that, government system, unemployment. Once they can control that amount of money controls where you can live. Once they can control where you can live, they can then position everybody in that zone to become so destitute and desperate that these are high crime areas. Now, high crime areas produces criminals. Criminals produces inmates. Inmates produces income. So now a lot of these prisons are doing work in farming, motor vehicles, furniture, bakeries, and they have found a way to get slavery, paying a guy 8 cents an hour.
Yeah, that's what he said that exact thing you just said, Steve.
Eight cents.
He said that.
I didn't hear that, but he is correct in saying that.
Kanye.
You know.
Yeah.
He is.
But my argument with Kanye is what he's saying is absolutely right. But that is not what Trump preaches. And when you support Trump, you support the opposite of what you believe.
Absolutely.
Trump don't preach that.
And that's what Harvey that was Harvey Levin's argument as well. That was Harvey Levin's argument as well, Jay.
What he says makes a lot of sense.
See, and here's the deal. When you were telling me that Kanye says that he's not going to get bullied out of wearing the hat, Make America Great Again. Here is my question.
He was an American.
Okay, but see, Make America Great Again. For black people, when was America great?
Say it.
See, so when you say make it great again, show me in the past where it was better.
Mm-hmm. What decade is that?
Dog, I promise you it's not there. I was born in 1957. I have seen college-only restrooms and college-only water fountains.
Been there.
I've seen it.
Wow.
I've seen no N-words allowed. I've seen it's posted in public places. So when you say you're going to wear a hat to say make America great again, when was America great for black folks? I bet if he talked to me, he'd take the damn hat
I think
hat
you need
off.
To call him, Steve.
I ain't calling no damn.
up next, it is the nephew.
You get in trouble every time you do.
Run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today's subject. I love him, but I can do bad by myself. Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Your wife is in the limo.
Going well.
Your wife.
What
your
limo?
Wife is in the limo.
Run it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Rob.
What's happening? This Robert. What's up, boss?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, listen, man. My name's Phil, dog. I know you threw some other people. Your brother's right?
Yeah, that's my brother. Yeah, what's happening?
Listen, man, I'm calling you because there's something going
hold on.
Right?
Hold on, first of all, everything all right with my brother, right? This ain't no trouble, is it?
No.
Okay.
Straight, man. Listen, though. You married to right?
Yeah, that's my wife, boss.
Okay. Well, see, man, what I'm trying
to... Look, man. Spit it out. What's happening, boss?
Listen, what I'm trying to explain to you, my name for you.
Okay.
Part-time, I drive limos, and I'm actually driving right now.
Okay. But, okay, what's up?
Well, I had seen your wife. You know, I knew you was little brother. You know, I was like, okay, this right here ain't cool.
Hold on, bro. You know, you seen my wife? What you mean, my wife? How you know? What you talking about?
Okay, okay, Rob, let me ask you, is your wife there right now?
Nah, boss, my wife been gone, man. She was out with her sister and her homegirl, man. They been gone. What you trying to get at, man?
I understand. Just listen to me, man. Listen. Hey, man, I done been dogged out a many times by some ladies, you know what I'm saying? I just hate to see brothers get done wrong.
Well, where are you coming from, dog? Listen, dog, you need to go ahead and spit out all this rambling and
Okay, listen, man. I drive limousine. And what I'm trying to say to you is
what you trying to say, man? Spit it out.
Your wife is in the back of the limousine I'm driving right now.
She in the back, so what? What, the girls out and like that?
If it was a bunch of girls out, I wouldn't even be calling you, bro. Your wife is in the back of this limousine with a man.
What the man? Listen, oh, my God.
Okay.
Hey, Junior, y'all step out of the room for a minute, man. Step out of the room for a minute. Step out of the room. Hold on, boss. Step out of the room for a minute, man. Step out of the room. Hello, Phil?
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, look, man. You need to come correct, man, because this ain't no matter right here, dog. You saying that my wife, you got my wife in the back of the limousine you driving.
Man.
What she got on, dog? What she got on? What color it is that she got on?
A black dress with white lines in it.
What
that's
the Where you at, man?
I'm trying to make sure I got the right person.
Okay, look.
Is that what she had on?
You know my brother. You ain't got that accomplice. And you saying that you got my wife wearing what she is out the house with talking about, does this look cute? I wouldn't stand this look cute. And you saying he in the back of your car? Where you driving at, dog? Where you driving at, man? That's all I need to know about. You need to have that with whoever it is. Who the dog?
Okay, dog, listen, man. Well, I'm trying to say this to you. see, dog, I've been on this road here myself, man. You know what I'm
Look,
saying?
Look, dog, just tell me this, man.
Reach out to you,
it's,
man.
It's the wrong that's sitting in the back. Do she got the curls coming down on the side? That's all I need to know. Do she got the curls that's dangling on the side?
Yeah.
I ain't hear you, boss. I hear you. Speak up, man.
I said, yeah, man. I can't talk loud, man. They in the back.
Hey, look, all this man, you calling me, dog, and this some serious you gonna call and you try to make it straight, right? So you bring it all over to where I'm at, boss.
Dog, I can't do that, man. I can't bring him
what
over
the
there.
You can't do that, dog.
You gonna, hey, you gonna act crazy, bro. You gonna act crazy, man. I'm telling
you. What the Look, boss, you call me, put her on the phone. That. Put her on the phone.
I can't.
Get a phone to her, dog. Get a phone. Obey that. You need to drive that where I'm at, boss. Drive that where I'm at, boss, because this is gonna be handled right now. I just got it's another year. I said I'm gonna go back to my old.
Hey, hold up. Damn, they kissed
it. Man, I can't hear you, dog. You listen, all this whispering and you either need to stop this call and say you need a or some stand outside the car and tell me where the hell you at. I can come meet you wherever the hell you at, dog. Or you need to bust that around and tell her that you gotta take a detour or some dog, cause this
okay, hey, dog, you gotta calm down, man.
Hold the dog. You don't even know me, man. You ain't messing with the wrong dog. So listen, boss. Here's the thing, boss. Look, I'm either gonna find out what limousine service the rest of the you drive, and I'm gonna find your or you're gonna have to come find me, dog. You're messing with the wrong one. Put on the phone, boss. Put on the phone.
Hey, dog.
Hey, put on the phone, man. I ain't got time to be. Hey, look. Hey, you help me out. Appreciate the call, man. Put a on the phone, man.
Wait. Rob.
What's up, man?
Okay, listen.
Man, you think this is a game? Man, I'm finna come find. Hey, dog.
Okay, do you want, I'm gonna give you the address or whatever.
We don't have to bounce,
dog.
Listen. We don't have to bounce. Hey, listen.
Dog, all I know is they gonna stop at the hotel for a minute, man. It's chain club.
Hotel? What the Dog, this is playing. Hey, look. Hey, where you at right now, dog? You in that. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. What hotel, dog?
Oh, come on, man. Don't act like that.
Dog, where she at? Where you at,
dog? Don't act like that, man.
Hey, look, you got one more time to be trying to tell me how to act.
Okay. I'm finna tell you, man, but listen to me. I want to tell you one more thing.
Man, what the f***? I ain't got time for no more one more thing. The one more thing you need to be telling me is where you at, dog. Where you at, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
Hell no. Hey, man. Man. What the? Dog. Nephew Tommy.
This is Nephew Tommy in the flesh, baby.
Man, am I on the radio? Man. God, my bad, cousin, dog. My bad, man. You got me, man. Golly.
Hey, let me ask you something,
man.
Before we go, Rob, what is, man, the baddest radio show in
The Steve Harvey Morning Show with Nephew Tommy's crazy.
When last time you been a limo, huh?
It's been a minute.
Was it a
few? Shirley Carla, when last time y'all been in a limo?
Oh, in Vegas.
You be facing each other.
Oh, in
you,
Vegas, I guess, yeah.
That's like flying on Southwest.
They don't have those kind of seats anymore. I keep telling you that.
But he ain't been on now, so he don't know.
He don't know. They don't have lounge seats.
I flew in El Paso one time and faced the family, talked to them the whole damn way. I was helping the lady raise her kids. Said, boy, get out off your mama like that. It was a Latino woman with these two kids. She was struggling with this little fat ass boy. Boy, get out off your mama like that. Thank you, sir. No problem, lady. I'm sick of his little chubby ass. Yeah, one more time, step on my damn shoe. I know that, though. Stuff your little chubby ass in this window.
How was Nashville, nephew?
Nashville
way.
Was good. Outstanding. Uh-huh. 9 shows, the nephew, baby. Thank you, Nashville, for coming to see the nephew. Sold out 9 of them.
All right, well, thank
still,
you.
My voice still in Nashville, but I'm good.
Thank you. Strawberry Letter coming up
Your
next
voice
subject.
Ought to be fine. You had a day off.
I love two.
2 days.
Yeah. All right, Strawberry Letter coming up next. Subject, I love him, but I can do bad by myself.
You're listening
to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM. And click on Submit Strawberry Letter. Tell him, Steve.
Yeah, you just did, but okay.
But they like it when you say it, too.
Ooh, what she said.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Ooh, what a voice. All right, thank you, nephew. Subject, I love him, but I can do bad by myself. Dear Stephen Shirley, my fiancé and I have been together for 15 years, and we've been engaged for the last 5 years. He's 31 and I'm 29, and we have 4 kids. I just finished nursing school, and I will start a great new job next month. My fiancé has been working at the same company for 7 years, and he still doesn't know what he wants to do with his life. He's in a job, not a career. He is in business school right now, and when I talk to him about his plans and career goals, he has none. This is driving me crazy. He is everything I want in a man. His only flaw is that he is not a good provider. His monthly wages don't even cover our rent each month, so I have to ask my dad for money to cover our bills. We both hate this, but that's just how it is right now. We overcame so many challenges in our relationship, but we just cannot seem to get on the same level financially. He has been up for promotion several times at his job, and he always gets overlooked. I always encourage him to look for a better job, and I have found him a few good job leads, but he won't follow up on them. He's complacent, and this is the main reason that we have been engaged for so long. Mm-hmm. I refuse to set a wedding date because I'm terrified to marry someone who can't provide for our family. I have no choice but to continue to work hard to make ends meet. I love this man, and I honestly don't know how to motivate him to get it together. Please help. I don't think that's your job to motivate him. You know, it's his job to be motivated and to have some sort of a plan and to want to take care of his children. I mean, you guys are young and everything, and, you know, he may not have it all figured out yet because he is young, but with 4 kids already, just at 31 years old, he's got to start figuring out something. I mean, really. Yeah, this is a flaw in his relationship that he's not a good provider, is not trying to be a good provider. It doesn't seem like it's top on his list or anything. You give him leads and stuff like that, but he won't follow up on anything. What is he doing? What is he doing? You say he's complacent, and this is the main reason that you guys have been engaged for so long. Maybe he's not the man for you. I mean, I know he's the father of your 4 children, but if you want someone who's a go-getter, who's, you know, ambitious and things like that, this is not that guy. You guys are struggling to make ends meet now. When you get married, it's going to be even worse. He doesn't feel some kind of way about your dad helping you guys to make ends meet every month to pay the rent. Yeah, this guy isn't motivated, and you don't know how to motivate him or how to get it together. That's on him. He needs to be the one, since he's the man and everything, to figure it out, to how to provide for his family and all of that. This is crazy. I mean, really, I don't know how your marriage is going to survive. You know, there are a lot of times when women make more than men and all of that, but they have a plan. They have some sort of, you know, survival plan and things like that. You guys need to sit down and get a plan together if he's interested, and it doesn't sound like he is. Steve?
I know exactly what's wrong. And Shirley, you hit it on the head in several points. First of all, I'm not going to do a comedic angle on this because I'm going to really just try to help a lot of people here. So here we go. I could do some comedy here, but let me just tell you what's really. Let me just start by saying this. This might be a little comedic. My fiance and I have been together 15 years, and we've been engaged for the last 5 years. This letter is wrong right at the beginning.
Yes, you're right.
Who is with somebody 15 years but been engaged for 5? This letter starts just like it ends. There is nothing to this letter at all. Then you go on to say he's 31, 29. We got 4 kids. I'm going to get back to that, the four kids. I just finished nursing school. Great new job. My fiance been working the same company 7 years. He still don't know what he wants to do with his life. He's in a job, not a career. The Bible says a man without a dream or vision shall perish. And he's sitting there dying. He's sitting there dying like a grape on the vine. He's turning into a raisin. And if he don't get some dreams and visions, this grape of a man that you think is your everything, who he's really not, is going to slowly wither and turn into a raisin. And he ain't gonna be a sweet one on top of that. See, he don't know what he gonna do, but guess what? It done carried over into y'all's relationship. He don't even know what y'all gonna do. Because y'all been together 15 years and been engaged for 5.
And they're so young.
It's a pattern. It's a pattern. He hasn't completed anything. He's in business school right now. When I talk to him about his plans and goals, he has none. I just told you, man without a dream or vision shall perish. This is driving me crazy. He's everything I want in a man. Okay, now you need to rethink that statement. How is he everything you want in a man? And everything you've mentioned is wrong. So you just want a man with a lot of stuff that's wrong with him? That's what you have. That's what a lot of people do. He's every, because you ain't in love with him. You know, I don't know if y'all notice or not.
What, Steve?
But you can actually be in love with the wrong person.
What?
Newsflash.
It's possible.
That's deep right there.
Yeah. Anytime in times I heard that, paid damn good money for that one. Yeah. Real good money.
That should be number
He's
one.
He's everything I want in. His only flaw is that he's not a good provider. No. No, that's not his only flaw. He has several flaws. He's not a good provider because he don't have no plan. He don't have no dreams. He don't have no vision. He doesn't take care of his kids. He don't take care of you. You going to daddy for your money. It goes way past the provision part of it. I got more when we come back.
All right, part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. I love him, but I can do bad by myself.
You're doing bad now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, let's recap today's strawberry letter. I love him, but I can do bad by myself.
Been with this dude 15 years, engaged for 5 years. He's 31, she's 29. They got 4 kids. He ain't got no plans, no dreams, no visions. Mm-hmm. She say he's everything I want in a man. But everything you've said about him is wrong. You haven't listed one good quality that this man has. His only flaw is that he's not a good provider. No, it's a lot more wrong with him. You just won't look at it. His monthly wages don't even cover our rent each month. Wait. Where do you work? Well, you go to work all month, and if you get all them checks, it don't cover rent. Where y'all stay? Damn. Now I can see, I can understand if you, because I've been in this situation. I can understand if you pay your rent, you have very little left. I've been there. But you don't make enough to cover the rent. I got news for you. I've been there too. And guess what? Became homeless. And if it wasn't for your daddy, that's where y'all would be. So I asked my dad for money to cover our bills. We both hate this. He don't hate it that much because he keep going back over there. And you know why he hate it? Because the way your daddy be looking upside his head. But that's just how it is right now. We overcame so many challenges in our relationship. You haven't, ma'am. But we just cannot seem to get on the same level financially. He has been up for promotion several times at his job, but he always get overlooked because he ain't got no dreams or vision. People at the job know that. Can't put him in charge.
If you want your business to fail.
Man, we go, hey, y'all don't feel like knowing where we going? Y'all don't feel like no direction? Let's bring Ernest in here.
Ernest.
Not Ernest, though.
Hey, it with the Ernest.
Now, here's the problem. Let's go back to the kids. Listen, ma'am. Y'all didn't plan. This is how it is when you don't plan. Y'all didn't plan to have four kids. It just happened. Now, God bless the kids because God brings everybody into the world he wants. But y'all didn't plan on having these four kids. So since you didn't plan on the four kids, guess what? He don't have a plan to take care of. I have always encouraged him to look for a better job, and I found him a few good job leads, but he won't follow up on them. What is it about this man that makes him the best man for you? I'm listening to your letter, sister, and I'm trying to find out what is it about this guy that's so special. He's everything you want in a man. He's nothing. Nobody else wants. Shirley don't want him. Mm-mm. Carla don't want him. Monica don't want him. Ain't nobody signing up for this dude but you. Your daddy tired of his ass. Then you say he's complacent. And this is the reason that we've been engaged for so long. No. I hear you saying that's the reason y'all been engaged for so long. He's not planning on marrying you. He doesn't plan on taking care of the kids. He has no plan for coming up with the rent every month. He doesn't have a plan on how to get a promotion. He doesn't have a plan for looking for another job. He doesn't have a plan to stop going to ask your daddy for money. Do you understand? I refuse to set a wedding date because I'm terrified to marry someone who can't provide for our family. It's way more than that. Why would you want to marry a man without a plan, a dream, a vision, no hopes for tomorrow, no get up and go, no gumption, no desire, no drill?
Drive.
I have no choice but to continue to work hard and make ends meet. I love this man, and I honestly don't know how to motivate him to get it together. You can't make nobody want nothing. You can't make nobody be something. You can want them to be all you want until they decide they're going to be something. You're wasting your time. Now, he might be a fun daddy for the kids, but you buying all the stuff.
Wow.
Because he don't even have money to pay for rent. So if he don't have the money for rent, he ain't got no money for school supplies. He ain't got no money for school clothes. He ain't got no money for field trips. He ain't got no money for iPhones, iPads, all this stuff. Kids be needing sneakers. Kids expensive, man.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yes,
kids cost money. And what happens is normally when people have kids, it causes them to raise their game. You start really bearing down. You know how many times I've heard people say, man, I got these kids. I got to get busy.
Yeah.
Awesome, yeah.
He ain't said that. All of us on this show to have children, we hustle harder because of the kids.
Yeah.
All of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And guess what? All of our kids have needed stuff from us. And guess what they came to? Us.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who had it?
Still coming.
Us.
And it's still coming.
Still coming.
Dog, it's crazy.
They shouldn't be, but they're still coming.
It is crazy, man.
Yeah.
So, lady, I don't know what it is you're hanging on to. You're trying to motivate a person who don't want nothing. He doesn't want anything. You can't motivate a person that's not looking to be motivated. He good. He right where he want to be. And he don't even like it. So let me just get to this. And this, I'm going to close with this. This is what Marjorie's mother tells her all the time and told her. And she said it to me 100 times. And, man, I've heard my mama say it. Shirley, you probably heard yours. I know, Tommy, you done heard yours. I know, Carla, you done heard yours. Q, you done heard yours. Until you get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
What?
Come on.
What?
Huh?
Just go ahead and finish. Yes.
Until you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, nothing is going to happen.
That's right. All right, Steve. I think we'll leave it on that note. Listen,
Email us, Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter.
I was told that.
At Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Kanye goes to TMZ Live one more time. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys. So yesterday, Kanye stopped by TMZ again. He has some splaining to do.
They need to move their office. They
First of all, he talked about his album.
He need to put his office in TMZ. He can just walk right up
That's
to the
twice
front.
This year already, right?
Put his studio
he was shooting
in there.
A video out there, too. A music video and everything.
Right, in the line.
Keep driving him.
All right, listen what he had to say about his album release, because it was supposed to be released Saturday, but he pushed it back. Here's why.
You said the album was coming out on Saturday. It didn't come out. What happened?
I didn't finish it. From my management staff, from our management staff, had suggested, because the album is so good, it's my, you know, I've started incorporating like sounds that you've never heard before, and pushing and having like, you know, concepts that people don't, you know, talk about. We have concepts talking about, you know, body shaming and, you know, women being looked down upon for how many people that they slept with. And, you know, it's just a full yay album. And those five albums that I dropped earlier were like superhero rehabilitation.
Yeah, he says he wants to draw inspiration, Steve, and energy from the earth in Africa.
Superhero.
Yeah. And he's going to travel to Africa, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good, Yeezy.
And he was talking to Harvey Levin from TMZ, of course.
Yeah.
And
and it's Ye. He changed his name to Ye.
To Ye.
Okay. Well, I'm not finna do that.
And the name of the album is Yandi.
I love this. Huh?
I've been calling Puffy
when
Puffy
he's with
all
you,
these
he is
years.
With you. I love
I done,
you.
I done sat with Diddy. And called him Puffy.
And
he was cool. My favorite. Puffy.
Oh, I love Puffy.
And dog, he cool with it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Look, man.
I'm glad he went back to Puffy.
You know,
he's
man.
Puffy again now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I stayed there.
Yeah, you never left.
You was there waiting on him.
Yeah,
you was there waiting on him.
You'll
be back.
See, I don't do name changes.
But he changed to Diddy because that's what Biggie used to call him, right?
Yeah, see, yeah. I don't do name changes. Let's go back to Kanye.
Okay, so Kanye also said that he used the wrong word, Steve, when he said he wanted to abolish the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery. He got a lot of heat for that, a lot of hate for that. He added that there's a better way to change our Constitution, and he should have used the word amend. Take a listen.
Abolish was the wrong language. I misspoke by saying abolish. Amend is the right language, and was awesome. I don't say dope because it's there's power in words. So lovely. What's beautiful about our Constitution is we can amend it, right? So in 1865, the 13th Amendment stated that no man is destined to slavery or involuntary servitude unless convicted of a crime. This translates to, in order to make a freed man a slave, all you have to do is convict them of a crime.
Yeah.
And who has the most convictions?
Prisons. I mean,
who has a higher rate of
us,
conviction?
Our people.
It is disproportionately dominated by African American men. Here's the problem. The majority of crimes in this country are not committed by African American men. Mm-hmm. See, and so I understand where Kanye coming from with the change in the statement from abolish to amend. Mm-hmm. I can accept that. I accept that. You know what? He's trying to bring some unity. He's trying to say more about love and words and power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I got all of that. Mm-hmm. The problem with it is you're applying it to a person who don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. Our president shows no form of it. And he has opportunities to do it over and over and over again, where he could be amending. You know, Nike should be ashamed of themselves for pulling Colin. Wait a minute, hold up, dog. Because Nike put Colin Kaepernick, they should be ashamed? No. No, they shouldn't. That's your constitution, the freedom of speech. the right as an American to protest. But because you want to use it as a political thing, now you don't want Colin Kaepernick to ever raise his head again.
Oh,
did this country not forgive you?
Right.
When you was on that bus with Billy Bush?
That's right.
How you the president is beyond me after that.
Hey, Steve, not to interrupt, but he did say he was going to take Colin Kaepernick to the White House. He did say that. Kanye said that.
He did say that.
He did say that.
Colin, Colin, don't go there with him. Listen to me. Don't listen to me.
I'm just telling you what he said.
Do not listen to me. Don't tear your ass up there with him.
Colin, you got a good deal now with Nike. Things are looking good for you.
Don't go up there with him. That ain't what you want to do.
I'm going to start this all over.
I know.
Don't even drive Kanye up there. If he says
listen
you
to me.
To drive him up there.
I love it. If anybody can tell you not to carry your ass up there,
it's you.
It's me. And I didn't even go to the damn White House.
You went to Trump Tower.
Bro.
You went to Trump Tower.
Listen to me. Don't even, just on my timeline the other day, I put a picture up of me and Dr. Phil. I played golf with my buddy Sunday.
That was cute.
I'm going down the comments, man, two of my favorites, blah, 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 blah. Somebody said, two hateful Trump supporters.
Wow.
Dog, Dr. Phil don't support Trump. I damn
wrong.
Sure don't support Trump. It's people out there that's just crazy, man. So do not go to the White House with Colin.
Well, Kanye said he was going
to
take Colin.
Unless you get a pre-guarantee. This ain't going to work out.
That's not going to work at all.
He's not going up.
This ain't
going
to work out for you, man. Not with Yeezy.
No.
You can go up there with. You can't go up there with no damn.
Don't go.
You
just said it right. Don't
take
go.
It from someone who knows firsthand. Don't
stay
go.
Your ass. Where, don't
White
go
house,
up there. Don't go up there
house,
trying to do nothing.
None of it. Don't go there.
Don't go up there trying to do nothing.
No.
Don't go up there with no damn agenda.
Good intentions.
I ain't going up there trying to help no damn body.
All right, listen, we're going to move from Kanye to Comedy Roulette. We'll play that when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for a Comedy Roulette. Jay, take it away.
Let me set it up because we get new listeners all the time, and they're not familiar with this bit. So the reason I set it up is because there are new people that come to the show.
Steve,
come on, with the show, but this is not something they normally hear. So here's how we set it up, and then we do it.
This is way too long. Up.
He hates this part.
It takes too long.
I can't tell how many times I heard that and paid the money for it. All right, give us four damn subjects. Put them on a wheel, spun the wheel, where it stopped, we'll do the damn thing, because we's comedians. Do it.
All right, number one, not only did he not have insurance when he passed away, but...
That should be the one right there.
Number two, I don't know what they're doing upstairs, but it sounds like they're...
Oh, let's do that one.
Number three... Stuff a henpeck man says.
Oh, man, I can call it.
That's a good one right there.
Okay, number four. Oh, she works at the strip club, but she just works in the kitchen. Okay.
Yeah.
Wing, wing, yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, spin it. Let's go, Dave.
I want the strip.
I want what's upstairs.
Oh, yeah. You guys would be shocked on this one. It stopped at number three. Stuffed a henpeck man says. Let's go. Come on.
Here you go. Comedy Roulette. Stuff a henpeck man says. You ask her because she already told me no one time. You ask her.
Yeah, stuff.
That's what we used to do to our parents.
I so hope my uncle listening because all these is his last. Uh-huh. Babe. When you want me to turn your greens on?
Man says.
Deborah say I'm in husband training right now. That's really what I'm going through. It's just husband. I got two more weeks of this.
Loser.
Loser.
Come on, Steve.
Here, one. I'm not whipped.
The whole time. The whole time.
I'm not whipped, and my wife told me to tell y'all that. How about that?
I tell you what some of henpecked man says right here.
Uh-huh. What?
Babe, can I go outside?
Like a kid?
No. You can't go with us, dog?
Here it is. Uh-huh. I got the last words at my house, okay? I got the last words at my house, all right? It just happens to be, I'm sorry, but I got the last words. I know what I'm doing.
Come on, Steve, stop the henpecked man says.
She ain't the only one wet pants in our house. I got on some, too.
Really?
I got one. Stuff a henpecked man says, that's her seat. She don't let nobody sit in her seat.
That's true.
Don't sit in that living room. You can't sit there. No.
Stuff a henpecked man says, babe, take my car. I'll walk.
I do that.
Our Uncle Charlie has said all of these.
He gonna kill you.
I don't care.
Go ahead, Steve.
I got one. Uh-huh. Shh, here she comes.
You got to be quiet.
You can't even talk around her.
Shh, here she comes.
What we shushing for, though?
Shut up. Cause
she coming.
I got one.
I fix her plate because that's how she like it. I fix all the plates around here. When Deborah wants something to eat, I fix her plate. Don't nobody else do that. I got it.
But we were supposed to fix our husband.
Okay, well, I got one. Stuff a henpecked man says, y'all let me out at the corner because if the car pull up to the house, it'll wake her up. Let me out.
Man, he got real. You know, Uncle Charlie, stuff a henpecked man say, put your fork down. We can't eat before her.
We can't eat?
I'm visiting. I can't eat for her.
But I'm coming.
Oh, I got a good one.
Okay, come on, Steve.
My wife, Mama, is my best friend.
Oh, you in.
What? Who say that?
We are in.
That's funny.
I know we're in the middle of the game and everything, but can y'all run me home? Because I got to dry her off when she get out the car.
You're not talking about the sexy kind. Come on, Jay.
Hey, man, could y'all laugh a little lower? Because real loud laughing, she don't like real loud.
You have too much
when you laugh, keep it just, you can laugh, but just take it down just a little bit. She don't like loud.
We can't talk. We can't laugh.
No, you can laugh, but you can't laugh loud. She don't like laughing.
I tell you. Some of a henpecked man say, uh-huh. Babe, so you just want me just sit in the car? I can't go inside. I just gotta sit out here. All right, I'll be right here.
I'm holding her purse because she don't like to hold it. So okay, I got it.
That is the ultimate right there.
Yes.
Come on, Steve, close it out. Stuff a henpecked man says.
I got two of them.
Okay.
Oh, good.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, she gonna get you.
A grown man said it.
That's not a kid. That's a grown man.
That's a grown man.
Okay, come on.
I got one more.
Come on, yeah, you got time for one more.
I think my wife's seeing somebody, and I ain't gonna say nothing.
You're not gonna say nothing.
All right, we'll be right back with this ignorant. Harvey-Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Serena Williams, you guys hear about this, went topless over the weekend. She did it for Breast Cancer Serena Awareness Month. Williams. Serena Williams, yes.
The tennis player?
Yes, yes, yes. She shared a revealing video on Instagram in which she sings the Divinyls' 1990 hit, I Touch Myself, to urge women to check themselves for lumps, okay?
I didn't know that was that's a breast cancer song.
Well, no, it's not.
No, just use it for that.
Yeah, she used it for that. To make a point. She used it to make a point, yeah.
My bad, because I was way somewhere else with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She wrote, yes, this put me out of my comfort zone, but I wanted to do it because it's an issue that affects all women of color, of all women of all colors all around the world. Early detection, of course, is the key. It saves so many lives. I just hope this helps to remind women of that. Serena added that her video is part of the I Touch Myself project, which was created in memory of the Divinyl singer Chrissy Amphlett, who passed away from breast cancer back in 2013. And you guys are aware that Carla and I will be in Chicago. Carla, on your birthday, October 13th, that is a Saturday for the 2018 Cracker Barrel Sister Sut Breast Cancer Walk. And we want to invite everyone in the Chicago area to come on out and join us, please.
That's great, ladies. Yeah. That's really great.
Two Chicago girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going one back
home.
Chicago girl.
Just one?
Yeah. Girl, you're from Arkansas.
Oh. I took her back, Shirley.
Oh, really?
Yep, but that's right, Shirley. We'll be at the Salvation Army Croc Center, and that's at 1250 West 119th Street. So
good
go
job,
to our home
lady.
Station. Yeah, in Chicago, V103.com to get the V-tails. So we will be there on my birthday, October 13th. My 50th birthday.
Whoa. No, Carl, you look
girl.
Good, girl.
Right,
you look good.
Thank
Black
you.
Black don't crack.
Mm-mm. That's right. Mm-mm. Thank you.
Yeah. The white treat you right.
I hate him.
What did I say? I said something wrong? Everybody had a saying. He said a saying.
You got one too, huh?
Hey, can I, you guys were so good in Comedy Roulette last break. I was just wondering if there are any more.
Yeah.
You know, Comedy Roulette, we spin the wheel and, you know, you guys are comedians. We come up with a subject and then, you know.
He won another thing a henpecked man says.
And the subject was stuff a henpecked man says.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You guys have more?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Which one? One now?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Babe, here my whole check.
I like it.
I love it.
Like it.
Yeah, we like that one.
Yeah. That was a good one.
You know, I just took a couple dollars for myself.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Connie, can I go pee?
Dang, you gotta ask.
Can I do it and then Steve close it out?
Yeah,
I'll do it and Steve.
Okay.
I shut up because she said shut up. Close it out.
These are things a henpecked man says, okay?
Hell
Steve,
nothing.
You have one?
Hell yeah, I got one.
let's close it out.
Y'all ready for this? This is real henpecked dude right here.
Okay.
I bet my wife can whoop your ass.
Oh, I might not get beat you, but I bet my wife can whoop your ass.
I bet you that.
Try me if you want to. Uh-huh.
I call her down here. Boy.
But you talking to a dude, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And not embarrassed about it at all.
Pushing the wrong one, partner.
All right. We got to get out of here for all you henpecked guys. We'll be back right after this with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Cardi B turned herself in to New York police on Monday over charges stemming from a fight at a strip club. According to CBS News, Cardi faces charges of reckless endangerment and assault. She was involved in an altercation at Angel's Gentlemen's Club in Queens back on August 29th, just a few days ago. I'll tell you, just hold on. According to TMZ, Cardi will be charged for allegedly ordering an attack on two bartender sisters. Their names are Jade and Batty G. They say Cardi had a long-standing beef with Jade, especially because Cardi believed that Jade had slept with her husband, Offset. All right, this is what this stemmed from.
Cardi is scheduled to be arraigned in October, on the 29th of October to be exact. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was a stripper. Man. I thought they were naked. That was,
she just had a fight with Nicki Minaj.
So she's a bartender?
Who?
The girl is.
The girl.
Yeah. She's a bartender.
So
yeah.
Cardi jumped on her, so allegedly.
She threw it. Hookah pipes.
Yeah. So, okay, what happened to the husband, though? Because if the girl got the chairs thrown at her,
what'd he get
thrown
at?
You mean Offset?
Oh,
what did Cardi do to Offset? Rumors.
Yeah. She's got a little fiery temper, you know.
Yeah.
Man, but you know, I wish, I really wish her the best because she's so talented, man. I don't want this stuff to get in the way of her possibly doing the Super Bowl. Which could throw her career into the stratosphere. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. We just have to be mindful because, you know, there is a sickness out there now. You know, and I'm being really serious. There's a real sickness out there now. There's a new evil spirit, and it's the internet, man.
Oh.
And they just do everything to people. And they will not let it go. There is no mercy on the internet, man. I've never seen anything like this now.
So what you saying, Steve, people can't make mistakes because it lives on the internet and they can't correct their behavior.
Yeah, man, and then they add to it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. By fighting.
They put fuel on it. And then the lies.
You know what? That's why when Kevin Hart was here last week, Steve, he was talking. We were asking him a lot of questions on and off the air. But off the air, he kept saying, I go home. I go home. I go home.
I
go home. Yeah, he said, you don't go out, Kevin? Mm-mm. I'm in my house. I go home.
And Shirley, how many times have you heard me say that?
Oh,
yes.
So
we said the same thing. We told him that Steve goes home.
Yes, so many times. Because you can't get caught out there because people are waiting for that moment when you fall. They're waiting for it.
Man, I wish I could remember. I wish I could see this slogan that somebody put up.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good about your rise. And it's just evil out there, man. And the sadness of it is, I really do feel sorry. Man, I'm going to make a statement when we come back because I just want to say something.
Yeah, and we who know it's out there, we got to start exercising better self-control if we can.
Yep.
We can't
walk
let
away.
These people take us there. We just can't because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get you. They are. So either go home or ignore them. Something. You got to do something.
Away.
Yeah, you have to. All right, we'll be back with the last break of the day and Steve's closing remarks right after this at 49 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, you have some closing remarks you want to take us home with?
You know what? My closing remarks today, this one hits home with me often, but this affects everybody. Because everybody experiences some form of hate. It is amazing, though, because now hate is running rampant at an all-time high. I've never seen it this way. And I'm 61 years old. I've never seen hate at this level before. And one of the main contributors to hate, it just happens to be something that was meant to share information at a rapid pace, which was the internet. It was a way to Google and research and find and spread information. And man, it has been so misused and abused. It has now created a time that I've yet seen in my life. And I suffer from it just like everybody else does. Hate, man. It's just people. And because of the internet, because somebody can make a little bit of money off of eyeballs on their site, they don't care what they do to get the eyeballs. They don't care what they do. They don't care who they hurt. They don't care who they bring down. They don't care anything about damage. They don't care anything about that. It's such a selfish thing that people do. But let me say this to you. if I were you, when you participate in the art, the skill for art of Haiti, when you take time to manifest yourself through the act of hatred, when you intentionally do stuff to someone in the form of hate, you have to be careful. Because here is one guarantee. It's going to come back to you. You can't, whatever you put out returns. If you put out prayer, the answer to prayer returns. If you put out love, more people will love you. If you stick out your hand to shake hands, more people will shake hands with you. If you put out hate, I promise you, hate is going to come your way. The sad thing about it is, people think that because if they hide behind the anonymity of a fake page or a private page, that that clears them. Well, it doesn't. The sad thing, young people, is that when you hate, hate doesn't necessarily come back to you the exact way you put it out. It comes back to you in a negative form. Just because you talked about somebody else don't mean somebody gonna talk about you. It could be you never hear them talking about you, but they plant something about you that stops you from moving forward. They say something about you that causes you not to get the promotion. They say something about you that causes you to have a breakup. They say something about you that causes your kids to look at you crazy. You can't spend your time hating people and think nothing's going to happen to you. Hate is such a wasted form of information. If you could take the time that it took for you to hate on a person and put it towards the uplift and edification of yourself, you actually could turn yourself into something. You really could. But you're spending so much time in the destruction of others. You think that builds you up? You think that's going to get you somewhere? It doesn't, man. It's a sad place we're in right now. It's a very sad place. And the reason we have so much hate right now is because hatred begets hatred. You got so much of it going around that so much of it got to come around. You got so much of it coming around that so much more of it has to go out back around. It's called karma. It's called do unto others as you would have them do unto you. People think that scripture, you thought that was just on the back of a Sunday school class card? No, sirree. It applies to you as a full-fledged adult. Do unto others. See, this is a principle of God. This is where we're really missing it about hate. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So now, if you do unto others in form of hate, that's what you are asking to be done to you. But the incredible thing of it is, it comes back to you in some other form. You think because you've hidden behind a fake page or a fake IG account or a private page that that clears you? It doesn't clear you. It doesn't. It manifests itself in your life in so many ways. And you, all you can look, all you got to do is look at a person's position. And it oftentimes explains something about them. If you see a person that ain't always hating and ain't ever happy, that just sends a signal to me that he's spread a bunch of discord in his life. So now he ain't happy or she ain't happy. Young people, you would do yourself a great service if you would get out of the hate business. Because here's the other thing. You can't stop nothing that God has for somebody else. Try as you may, you will fail. Listen to me. Hatred is such a useless emotion. Take hate out your life. Stop hating. And when you get hated on, handle it. Just handle it. Stay on the wall. Those are my closing remarks.
Drop it.
You drop that.
Have a great weekend.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.